see everybody this evening. We'd like to welcome all of you being with us this evening, especially our various guests that have come by to hang out with us on Christmas Eve and enjoy this Candles Carols Communion service. Welcome you. I hope you enjoy our time together. From this view, I can see all of you, but I know from out there looking in, it's probably a little dark. You can only see me, but in a few... Thank you, Lisa. Lisa said that's a good thing. It's Christmas, Lisa. Come on now, all right? We have visitors, too. Okay. Just a moment. We're going to pray for us. Then we're going to stand and sing some carols, and we're going to enjoy a worship service this evening together to begin celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. I know that probably the children are anxious for various reasons and excited for various reasons, and I hope you're excited for what God's been doing and what He's going to do in the earth, in our lives, as He has been preparing us for something great. And that something great might just be this evening, okay? So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to sing a little. Father, we bless Your holy name. And Lord, this evening, I pray, God, we give You our full attention. Lord, I would ask You to help us to truly worship our risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, this is not just another time together. Lord, we set aside this time to acknowledge that we serve a living, breathing Savior. Amen. And we praise You tonight, Father. Holy Spirit, You're in this place. Do not be a bystander. Be a participator tonight. Lord, I pray You'd help us to participate. We bless You, and we do love You. And Lord, we adore You. But Lord, I think maybe more importantly, help us to realize the truth tonight. You adore us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's stand together as we sing.
Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
As we've been going through this last 4 weeks, we have been celebrating the first coming of Jesus, his first advent, as we look forward to his second coming. And each week we have lighted a different candle. On the first week we lighted the prophet's candle, and we saw all the prophecies, thousands of prophecies, that many of which were fulfilled in his first coming. Rest are yet to be fulfilled. We look forward to that. On the second week, we lighted the angel candle, and we saw all the ways in which angels were involved in the story and as messenger. That's what their name means. The third week, it was the shepherd's candle. Time of celebration. Great time of joy as the shepherds came. Those who are pretty low on the food chain of society at that time. And then last Sunday, it was the Magi candle. Those who came from far away. And it was a little time that had expired. They were then living in a house by that time. And they came and brought their gifts, quite an entourage that the Lord brought there and did this miraculous thing with the star that came and came over where the child lay. And as is our custom, tonight we light this this candle in the middle. This is the Christ candle. I read from John. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God became a man. He stepped into flesh. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, God with us. We celebrate the Christ who came into the world. Now, Christmas story from Luke chapter 2.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another,
Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Let's stand again as we sing.
Lord, in the exile. your spirits by thine advent, and drive away the shades of night, and pierce the clouds and bring us light. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come.
I'm going to read three scriptures to you. The first two I'm going to read to you as proclamations, and the third as preparation for taking Holy Communion. We begin with Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 6. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And it says in John chapter 1, 1 through 14, we read part of this a moment ago. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came so that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to who all did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And now preparation. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28, as we prepare to take Holy Communion together. Paul says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.' For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup."
We sing the songs, and we have live nativity. All of those things that we do this time of the year is so that we can remind ourselves and see the story again and again and again. So we remember that God came. We remember that God loves. We remember that miraculous things happen in this world. And then we come to this table, and it reminds us that that story is not over yet. It reminds us that just as we reenact his coming, that we are reenacting the fact that he's coming again. Because when he came to this table, he said, "Do this until I come back." You'll hear a little bit more. We'll live a little bit more of this story as we share this time of communion. We are the people of God. And tonight, as we join together, if you are here as a person who has accepted Christ, you are welcome to join in with us as we share this time together, as we look forward to the fact that Jesus is coming back again. And as we do this by intinction. What that means is someone's going to be here with bread, and they're going to be someone beside them with a cup. And the person with the bread will give you a piece of bread, and that'll be the body of Jesus for you. Just as Jesus shared with in that supper with his disciples before he was taken. And Dane will introduce that in just a minute. And then the person with a cup will be waiting there for you to dip your bread in the cup, and then you'll eat it. And you'll remember what Jesus said, as he said that this was his body and this was his blood that was shed for us so that we could be with him forever when he came back. And that the story would then be finished, and that it won't be finished until then. This is your introduction. This is your invitation as we share the supper. There'll probably be two stations here in just a minute. And whenever we have these two stations, you can come to either side. You'll come down the middle, and then you'll file around to the side as you're done and go back to your seats. But we do this prayerfully. We do this remembering, as Dane just said, in preparation. We have our hearts ready to share in this because this is a holy thing. This reminds us that we're a part of a bigger story than we are in and of ourselves. During this season, we sing songs to remind ourselves of what God did in sending Jesus. We give gifts to remind ourselves how miraculous it was that some guys from the East would travel West to give gifts to a 2-year-old child. And then we remember that that child lived and died like no one else and came back to life as no one else ever has. And that he has the power by his Spirit to live in us together now and then to give us life that will never end, no matter where we are when he comes back. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to ask God to prepare our hearts as we share this very special time. Bow with me. Father God, we come before you. You are the maker of heaven and earth, and you are the one who has been the author of all of this. And Lord, every time an enemy has stepped in to try to do something to keep your purpose and plan from coming to full fruition, you have made a way. You've had it planned from the beginning. And Lord, this supper that we share, it reminds us that you had a plan. And that that plan would forgive our sins and give us eternal life. It would give us the power to live even when the world tells us that we are victims and we are powerless. Tonight, Lord, we claim that we are a part of your body. And Lord, if any of us tonight are here just still kind of peering in from the outside, you too can be a part of this body, the body of Jesus Christ. And there are people across the face of the planet tonight who are praying with us and who are joining with us, who are a part of this same fellowship that we have. Many who are suffering, and they understand the blood and the body because they are shedding their blood and they are seeing their bodies broken tonight because they love the Lord that they serve. Lord, tonight, let us not come to this table lightly, but know that there was a great cost. Lord, we thank you for the blessing that we get to share as your people. And we do look forward to the day when you'll come again and finish it all as the resurrected, conquering Lord. We ask you to bless us and bless this time we have together tonight. These elements that we share. In Jesus' name, amen.
Take that if you move the stand.
The night in which he was betrayed, the scripture says he took bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is for you." And after supper, he took the cup. It was the third cup. It was the cup of redemption. The evening, he was fulfilling that cup that evening. Scripture says, apart from the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. We have no hope without Jesus. He is the hope of mankind. He gave the cup and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you." After I serve the gentleman here, I want to invite you to come to the table. But in these moments, get your heart right with God. There's sin you need to confess. Get it right tonight before you come to the table. Body of our Lord Jesus shed for you, right? Body of Jesus given for you. Body of Jesus broken for you. Blood of the Lord Jesus poured out for you, right? blood poured out for your name. Blood, Jesus, poured out for you. Come to the Lord's table and celebrate the forgiveness of sin and life eternal, the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus. Come. You know, to be a disciple of Jesus means to be like a little Christ. The word Christian was originally used as a diminutive. They're little Christs. Well, what did Jesus say about himself? He said, I am the light of the world. Everywhere we go, we're supposed to be showing that light. Let our light shine before men. Well, tonight, we're going to let our light shine right in here together. And we're going to get a visual of what this is like when everybody starts to share their light. I'm going to share the light, and then you share it with your neighbors. Just that fast, you change the whole atmosphere in a place by just touching the person next to you. He said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and give glory to your Father, which is in heaven. Savannah, for the most part, is lost. They're away from Jesus. And this city needs Jesus. They need the light of the gospel. Not someone preaching at them. Someone being kind in the name of Jesus. Someone taking that opportunity to pray for a person in Walmart or being kind to your neighbor and giving a cup of water in Jesus' name. Being the light. I want to pray for us and send you out into a dark world with the light of Christ. And then we're going to sing Silent Night to close. Let's pray. Lord, in the truest sense of the word, we are apostolic. Because we were sent by you. You came. You sent your messengers, and then you came with the message. And then you brought that message to us that man can be forgiven of his sin and have a new life in Christ. Humpty Dumpty can be put back together. Oh Lord, we pray we could share the message of the good news with the world that is around us, that they'll see the light of Christ by who we are. Lord, I thank you for this body, all the people here, the families that are here tonight that are so dear to us, because, Lord, they're not just dear now, they're going to be dear forever because they're part of our Jesus kin. Our forever family. And may your blessing be upon them tonight. Lord, send us out in the power of the Holy Spirit. Stir up the gifts in us. And may we receive the blessing of God by hearing, well done, good and faithful servant. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing Silent Night.
Shall cease. Y'all doing all right? You're hanging in there with us now. What about the balcony? How y'all doing? Oh, yeah. I like that. Let's get that again. Let's hit that one more time. What about the balcony? How y'all doing up there? And I know we're having a good time down there. You gotta be boisterous. Ooh, angels grieving. Thank you, sir. Our shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and angels sing.
Christ the King, whom shepherds guard.